Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I have some breaking news on that hostage situation and multiple death shooting in Binghamton, New York. Binghamton, of course, about 50 miles from where I live in Oneonta. It's right on the border of Pennsylvania. It's happening in an American Civic Association building that apparently helps immigrants and refugees. And so the media was saying, you know, at least four were shot, 20 people have been taken hostage. I contacted my friend who was a state trooper in New York. He hadn't heard anything about it. He called it in, and apparently his information, and this is his information, we're going to try to get him on at the 8 after. I'll see if I can get him to come on the show. He's saying 40 people are dead right now, and he's still holed up there. So this is about to be the biggest news in the country. It doesn't matter that they just announced world government. It doesn't matter if there was some wind on the mainstream media. This is going to be topic A, and it's going to be about gun confiscation, Alex.
Well, in every case, it came out in Alabama, it came out in Germany. 3 weeks ago, they were both on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Mm-hmm. And because the bottle insert admits it causes psychotic breaks, psychotic killing. And God forbid this be some immigrant hater in there doing it, or they'll probably try to ban criticizing immigrants. I mean, there are already Supreme Court's hearing arguments about banning films criticizing anybody in government, Associated Press. I mean, you can't make up how crazy all of this is. And just notice how as soon as Obama got elected, mass shooting. And now they're saying we got to restrict your guns because of Mexico collapsing when Mexico has total gun bans. And we have all of this going on. Just get ready for the fight of your lives. The New World Order is moving on every front. The government did it with their Prozac pushing one way, or they engineered it the other way. Either way, you cut it, that's the way that this is. So I don't know, I'm going to let you continue to cover the mass shooting thing, and I'll call back in later as all of this unfolds, Jason. I want you to be able to get to Bob Chapman on what's happening on the economy front. But here they are saying world government, new world order, and exactly what it is. So take care, my friend. And I really do appreciate everything you're doing and sitting on the show. And folks can hear you also live 9 to midnight tonight. It's so sad these criminal engineers are in control of our society. And, you know, Jason, what do you say to all the people who've written all these hundreds of articles, thousands of articles about patriots, saying that none of this exists? Saying that, no such thing as a new world order, period. Or that, okay, there's a new world order, but that's not world government. And then specifically are announcing world government, global governance, run by banks exactly as we always said. I mean, it's ridiculous. We can't even get the cowardly public to admit reality when it's in their face. And that's why you're going to lose everything. Your guns, your pension funds, everything. I'm not talking to the general audience. I'm talking to people that are in denial.
Yeah, that is exactly right, and we can't curl up in a fetal position because we are opposed by these people. I mean, they're right out in the open right now, and they try to say, oh, we're going to help third world nations. You just have to read the language of sustainability, and you talked about the OECD and this world government. This is a subsection of Section 15 of this communique, to take action against non-cooperative jurisdictions, to stand ready to deploy sanctions to protect our public finances and our financial institutions. We note the OECD has today published a list of countries assessed by the Global Forum against the international standard of exchange of tax
information. All this is global tyranny. You don't let the IMF and World Bank run your country. You can't ship tin or bauxite or diamonds or gold or timber or soybeans. They publicly state in their own State Department Random 200, Royal Commission on Population, that they're using sustainability and environmentalism to freeze out the third world. So when you hear about money to the third world, that means loan sharking loans to their dictators. God bless you, Jason. Come back with a state trooper if you can. And Bob Chapman, take care.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. Apparently, it's saying four are shot and there's 40 hold up. I'm going to get to the bottom of this on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. And I just got off the phone with my police officer friend. He's going to be joining us in about 7 minutes just to give an update. He's saying that is correct. It's only four that have been shot right now. Apparently there are 40 hostages plus. He's telling me that the sheriff's department is down there. He's also telling me that the feds are about to come in. And he's actually out snowboarding in Vermont. And one of his police friends just called him like right after I texted him. So he's going to do 5 minutes on the other side with us, give us an update. Apparently this guy is of Asian descent. And I have no other details other than that. We're going to find out what he's using, what it looks like. Obviously, it doesn't look like there's going to be a pretty resolution if four people are dead already. I mean, this is going to be big news, but it seems like it's going to be a huge distraction. I know we have Bob Chapman coming up. I'm not sure if he's on the line yet. And we do have Bob. Good. All right, then we're gonna go to Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. In the next 6 minutes, we're going to talk about this G20, the coming out party of the New World Order. And then we're going to have my buddy on for about 5 minutes. Let's see. Let's go to Bob right now. Bob, did you read this new communique or hear the Gordon Brown speech from yesterday?
I perused it, and he's calling for the New World Order.
Oh, it's absolutely a New World Order takeover document. They're talking about the IMF and the SDR and basically the Federal Reserve coming together. They're talking about establishing their new Financial Stability Board, their FSB. They're talking about going after other countries that are outside of this with sanctions. They're also saying that countries can no longer try to profit off one another if it's detrimental to another country in this, again calling for global government. And then at the end, you know, they let us know they're going to play off of our fear of climate changes by reaffirming their commitment to address the threat of irreversible climate change. You know, it's irreversible, Bob. There's nothing we can do about it, so let's just tax us for it. It's unbelievable.
It certainly is, and you're right about the facts as far as Brown and the others. I think one of the things that's not being enunciated at the meetings, and it's probably the main topic of conversation behind the scenes, and that is the reserve status of the dollar. If you've noticed that there's been virtually nothing said about it, but the dollar is going to be phased out. There's no question. And will it go to a group of, say, 10 currencies as a new international monetary trading unit? That remains to be seen. Probably that's the way they will go at the beginning. As far as the SDR is concerned, there's nothing backing it. It's just an expansion of fiat money, sort of an extension of the Federal Reserve System internationally. And they're all on the wagon, all the big countries, especially the top 20. And they dare not be on the wagon because, as you said, in the communique, they said that, you know, if you step out of line, you're toast. This is essentially what they're saying. And so the SDR will be used, but it doesn't mean anything because there's nothing backing it. And it's going to be between countries for the most part. People aren't going to be running around with SDRs in their pockets. And that's where I think another currency unit comes in until they can merge them all together. And this is going to take some time to do. It isn't going to happen over 2 years or so. It's going to take several years or more. It all depends on what they run into along the way. But I think, in essence, and you could tell this by the body English from President Obama, and that is the U.S. is now experiencing probably the beginning of a long funeral, and the dollar is going to be phased out, SDRs, and then I think a international unit will be formed, and then they'll go for world government after that. And if we don't stop them here in the next year or two, it's really over for us.
Well, I agree. I mean, I don't know if there's any way to stop this. I mean, if you just look at what they're calling for, you know, they want to fund and reform our international financial institutions. They want to promote global trade and reject protectionism. In other words, no internal economies, no self-sustainable economies. They don't want us to produce anything in this country anymore. And then they want to build an inclusive, green, and sustainable recovery. And you know, every time they use that word sustainable, it means less for us, more for them. And, I mean, by less for us, it might even mean death for us.
That's exactly true. If you speak against it at some time in the future, you will be incarcerated. There's just no question it's coming. You've seen that in some of the laws that they have in Europe already. If you challenge certain things like the status of immigration or we just recently in Scandinavia had a case where somebody spoke out about the rape of a domestic woman or someone who lived in I think it was Sweden was raped by 20 immigrants or something like that, and now they brought charges against the person who said let's get them out of the country. And so all of these people who speak out against anything that they don't like are going to get shut up. And it's eventually going to lead to revolution, there's no question. And they think they can handle it. And I can promise you they're not going to handle it because you're going to have it in every country. I mean, they're talking now about Mexico falling apart. Mexico is not falling apart. It's them saying that it is.
Well, absolutely. In fact,
economic problems just like everybody else. But, you know, you've got a coterie of well-trained narcotics. You might call them soldiers, so to speak, trying to ply their trade because America wants lots of drugs. And the government's saying, no, no, you can't do that for two reasons. Number one, they're not paying them enough money to stay shut up. And number two, the CIA and the banks want the cartels broken up so they can get the business.
Well, if you look at this document, Section 18 is all about Mexico and the IMF's new flexible credit line and supporting Mexico's decision to seek this flexible credit line. So it seems to me, you know, Mexico is right in line with this total global plan to bring in not only a world currency but world government. Hold on one moment, Bob. Let's see if we have my friend on the line. We got him yet, John? No, not yet. Okay.
The people who are running Mexico are all U.S. educated, Ivy League graduates, and they're all in on it. And the election in Mexico was stolen, just like it was in the United States. And, they're doing what they want to do. They get troops walking up and down the streets. But, how many people they got? They got 40,000 troops. I mean, the country is almost as big as the United States. I mean, do they really think they're going to keep the public down? Guns are illegal in Mexico, but I can tell you right now that, like every other Latin American country, many, many people have guns. And so it's not going to be as easy as what government thinks it's going to be, short of an invasion. But, where is the U.S. going to get the troops from? They're sending another 40,000 to Afghanistan.
Absolutely. Well, I think they're going to rely more on NATO troops as they expand that kind of power. I mean, how are they going to go after these nations that don't go along? I mean, they're reaffirming all these pledges. You know, they set up the framework in the, years, months before these kind of summits. For instance, they're committing to implementing the World Bank reforms agreed to in 2008. They're reaffirming their historic commitments to meeting the Millennium Development Goals, to achieving our respective ODA pledges, including commitments on aid for trade, debt relief, the Glenagless commitments, and especially to Africa. So they really are just furthering. I mean, this isn't a new document. What we saw was a stage show. I mean, Sarkozy saying, oh, I'm going to walk out. That was all bull. He was never planning to walk out. We need to get something done. All this was set up. I mean, we had Sean Hannity. I don't know if you've seen this clip yet, but Sean Hannity and Dick Morris earlier in the week admitted that we were right and that they were creating a global currency and global governance and UN control. I couldn't believe it. Of course, they referred to us as conspiracy nuts, but at least they gave us credit to the fact that we were right.
Well, we are right. We've been right, at least in my book, since 1960, And, they're pushing one way and we're pushing the other. It's just that, there's a small cadre of people like you and Alex and a handful of others. And, they have this giant apparatus at their control. And they have all of this tremendous amounts of funds that they can go and serve up news that is total propaganda. And the public, is so confused and doesn't know what's going on. And, they don't know how to grasp it. And then on top of that, they shut up a lot of the third world countries by creating this $1.1 trillion fund, which they're going to subsidize just about everything. The problem with that is they're looking down the barrel of hyperinflation. And it's soon to come, and it's going to be very strong. And that's a sacrifice they've got to make, along with the fact that the dollar is going to go down in value. Now, that has already begun. In fact, we call the top of the dollar market, incidentally. And over the next year, it'll slowly sink down. And after that, it'll go down more quickly. And all currencies are going to go down against gold. There's no way they can go up. I mean, let's say you have $1 million outstanding and you triple it to $3 million, the dollars you've got to be worth one third of what they were before. I mean, there's no mystery to it. It's simple mathematics.
I want to get your take on the IMF saying it's going to sell hundreds of tons. I think it was 400 tons of gold. They've already sold 35 tons of gold. Get your take on that, Bob Chapman. But on the other side, my friend from the police department is going to be on discussing this mass shooting in Binghamton, New York. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You know, just as we have the guest on the line, all of a sudden he drops. Hopefully we're going to have him back on in a second. I'm going to review this. Maybe we can get him on in the next 30 seconds. Then we're going to go back to Bob Chapman. and talk about the IMF discussing selling off, I believe it's 400 tons of gold. We could bring that story up. This one is out of CNN. At least four people were killed on Friday when a man opened fire in a building in Binghamton, New York. A law enforcement source close to the situation said, the source said that there were more than a dozen wounded. The man began shooting in the American Civic Association, which helps immigrants, refugees, during their citizenship test. So these are people that are actually trying to become legal citizens. Unbelievable. Let's see. The source said there may be 20 to 40 people who have been taken hostage. Apparently, this guy's still holed up there. They're bringing in the feds. Just crazy, crazy stuff. This is going to be the real reason that we're covering this is because this is going to be national news. It's going to be all over the place. It's going to be a reason to restrict guns even further in New York State. Remember, it's almost impossible to get a carry and conceal permit in the state. I mean, you know, there's a hunting culture there, but it's all shotguns and rifles. It's not a handgun culture. It's not, you know, a militia culture. It's really, especially in the city, it's an unarmed culture. While we wait for, hopefully, my buddy to get back on the line, I want to get Bob Chapman's take on the IMF selling off all this gold. What do you think that's about, Bob?
Well, first of all, did you say that they said that they already sold 35 tons?
I believe that was the headline was 400, but when you read into the article, I'll bring it up. I'll have my guys print it. But I think they've already said they've sold 35 tons, yeah.
That's news to me. But anyway, 400 tons. Let's back up a step here. First of all, every year, the European individual banks, under the old Washington Agreement, they have a five-year agreement, and it's up this coming fall, and all indications are that they're going to renew it. And each country gets a allotment to sell gold, and the maximum is 500 tons. Now, they were selling 450 the year before last. Last year it dropped down to something like 390. In other words, governments weren't participating as much as they could within the program. this year they have probably sold, and I don't know the exact figure, but I'll guess that probably 50 tons, not very much. And that gold that was supposed to come to market or was available to come to market through central banks in Italy, France, Sweden, whatever, that will not be in existence if the IMF sells gold. Now, the reason IMF is selling gold is, yes, to raise funds, and number two, to suppress the price. But it's not going to be very suppressive because it's just going to supplant the sale by the European banks that would be normally coming to market as prices in gold rose and they wanted to get what they call more liquidity. Second of all, it would be, if it had to be, phased in over a period of time and maybe 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, which would not really affect the market at all. And then there's a proviso that if they can sell it off market, they'll do so. And I suppose the Rothschilds will be standing there rubbing their hands just like they were when England was selling at 275 and they were buying it up hand over fist. And that's a fact that they were the buyers for the most part.
Yeah, so
and then on
further
top
consolidating
of that, it has
gold,
to be
right?
approved. Pardon me?
I said this is a further consolidation of all this, you know, all these precious metals for these people, correct?
Right. And further, the United States Congress has to approve it. Mm-hmm. And whether they will or not remains to be seen. Historically, they have not wanted to. And so the price of gold is hanging around $900 an ounce today. It came down $25 or $30 an ounce because of the announcement that they wanted to sell at 403 tons of gold, and they might want to sell more. But you heard my explanation, so it's not really going to affect the market that much. And when they sold gold back in the 70s, gold came off about $20 an ounce. And after the sale was over, it went berserk.
Well, this article is telling me it's 403 tons of gold, but that the European Central Bank said Wednesday it had already completed the sale of 35.5 tons of gold. It's Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are joined by Bob Chapman of the internationalforecaster.com. Bob, how can they get your information?
Well, that's pretty simple. They can go to theinternationalforecaster.com to get a free copy, or they can call 877-479-8178. That's toll-free, 877-479-8178. And a free copy will come either by email or hard copy.
All right, I want to, aside from that gold story, there are so many headlines out today and in the past couple of days about G20 shapes new world order with lesser role for U.S. and markets. That's a Bloomberg headline. I mean, they're coming out right here and saying global leaders took their biggest steps yet towards a new world order that's less U.S.-centric, with more heavily regulated financial industry and a greater role for the international institutions and, quote-unquote, emerging markets. So this is all pro-globalization. This means less for us. I mean, when Obama said that we were going to have to sacrifice, he wasn't kidding.
Well, you're right, and this has been in the works for some time, about 20 years, as far as financial regulation is concerned. And what they want to do is bring all of the regulation for banks, any kind of lenders, brokerage firms, private equity firms, insurance companies, etc. And they want to bring them under one set of rules. And those rules will be promulgated and run from perhaps Brussels or Frankfurt or wherever they're going to run them from. But it'll be Eurocentric, so to speak. And they want to run everything in the world financially. And what they're eventually looking for in the final analysis as far as currency is concerned is a world currency which is digital with gold backing, supposedly. And this currency, because of the nature of it being digital, will mean that every government and this central database, if you want to call it that, will know how much money you have or how much units you have, or how many units you have, I should say, and they'll know exactly what's going on in your financial life. And, of course, it'll go on from there. Next will be who's going to be able to go to university, who's going to be able to study what, who's going to be able to marry who, who's going to be able to breed, and on and on and on. I mean, this is really, really frightening. Nothing new to me. Because, you know, I've seen it for the past 50 years. But for the average person listening today, this has been a long time coming. This is their dream of world government, and we've got to stop them.
Yeah, even Anderson Cooper, when discussing what happened to the G20, made the comment that when Gordon Brown mentioned a new world order, this worried a lot of people in the United States because of the negative connotation the phrasing has with people like you and myself, because we know what the new world order is. I mean, it seems like this is their coming out party. There's headlines everywhere. We had the New World Order in Time. We had Obama's New World Order in Time just last year. They're openly talking about a carbon tax system. I mean, this is it. I mean, we even had Enyon Davignon admit yesterday in the mainstream press that the euro was brought about from the Bilderberg Group in the 90s. And we know that the euro is a currency supported by the globalists.
Well, I lived in Europe during the 1950s and 60s, and this was bandied about when they had the European Common Market. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to the late 40s and the early 50s, and you could sit and read in any publication throughout Europe the plans for the European Economic Community, which eventually became the European Union. And they talked about the currency then. They didn't talk about world currency, but they talked about a borderless Europe and so on and so forth. And, of course, the excuse in those days was so that it could be defended against the demons from Russia, and also so that Germany could not rise again. These were the excuses in those days. And so, you know, the game has changed somewhat. But that's where they're headed.
It's absolutely where they're headed. How can we take, what are the best proactive steps right now your average citizen can take to combating this? Because our movements have really been co-opted by people like Glenn Beck. For instance, Glenn Beck is going to be here in San Antonio with his 9/12 project on April 15th. And a lot of these people are well-meaning people. They're angry at the government. They don't know who to turn to. They're watching the mainstream media, so automatically they go to Glenn Beck. But Glenn Beck is about to have Popular Mechanics come on his show and debunk the FEMA camps. Glenn Beck isn't talking about the mandatory service in the Give Act. You know, Glenn Beck isn't on TV screaming bloody murder about the G20 summit and the announcement of a new world order.
And Glenn Beck is a change agent.
Yeah, he certainly
and
is.
All
so
the
what
rest
can we
of
do?
Them, the whole group are, and, you know, it's like 70%, 80% truth, and the rest of it's all propaganda. And they get away with it for the very reasons that you talk about. And what we have to do is get more stations, more reach, mm-hmm. more people. and tell him the truth. Say, yeah, I'm going back. Yeah, you know, here's the real truth. This is what he's leaving out.
Well, we're going to be going down there, and I'm going to be taking with me, you know, the Army Regulation 210-35, the Civilian Inmate Labor Program, to show to everybody, making multiple copies. We're going to be handing out copies of the Obama deception. But really what angers me the most is that, you know, the Patriot Movement, the 9/11 Truth Movement, we really pioneered doing these tea parties in the last 10 or so years. You know what I mean? We're the ones who have been going out protesting the IRS, protesting the 9/11 Commission, and now Glenn Beck is taking up the tea parties, completely and totally co-opting what we've worked so hard for in the last few years. It seems like a page right out of COINTELPRO, Bob.
Well, it's the protected opposition. In other words, the opposition is now going to be controlled by the puppet masters in Washington, if you may. And it was to be expected. I mean, they've had some of these change agents working for years, but now they're going at it big time in order to neutralize what we're doing.
Yeah, it is unbelievable that more people can't see through this guy who is completely and totally disingenuous. But I guess when you get up on television and you start to put on a big fake crying act and you love this country, you're going to sucker a lot of the rubes in. And again, it is just so upsetting that they can understand now that the Federal Reserve banking system is corrupt. But it seems like as soon as they figure that out, it doesn't matter because the IMF comes in and they're going to print a world currency. And the G20 comes in and says they're going to have a new global regulation system for world banking. And we're just going to muscle out any of these third world nations or second world nations that don't want to go along. And we're going to make it illegal to basically build any kind of infrastructure in your own country if it doesn't benefit these other countries. I mean, that's basically what they're saying is, you know, we can't have these protectionist policies. That means no infrastructure in the U.S. economy. You know, they want to build an infrastructure in their North American Union economy. I think that's what we're going to see with this presidency, a North American Union by 2012.
Well, that's what they're looking for. And so far, we've shot them down. The only thing they're still doing is harmonizing, which means they're taking existing laws that are in the United States and they're matching them up with Canada and Mexico. And Canada and Mexico are now labeling their foods with how much salt and sugar and whatever they've got in the contents of the can or the bottle. And they're just trying to make the regulations the same so that when they're ready to go, all that groundwork will be done. You know, even today, when you send things across borders from the United States to Canada, they now want an explanation of what is being sent and what is it and what does it do and what is the tax ID number of the person who's sending it or their Social Security number. You talk about police state, and this is getting worse by the day. And if you people out there don't think it is, you're wrong. It's dreadful. And, you know, this whole thing is just closing in on us like a giant amoeba that's going to be able to smother us all in the final analysis with new laws and new rules and many of the things that we've discussed on the show before. And they're working on all fronts. And, yes, they're out in the open. And, yes, now they try to co-opt what we're doing. They're not going to be successful. It's just going to make our work harder. Our problem is we don't have enough Alex Joneses. You know, we need 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 of them all over the world yelling at the top of their lungs, this is what these cretins are trying to do to you. That's our problem. Nobody's got the guts to get out there and tell people the truth and take the slings and arrows from government and being audited by the IRS 15 or 20 years in a row and all of the harassment that goes with it.
Yeah, it seems like people really need to step up to the plate, especially in light of things like the MIAC report that was out there. And that definitely seems like it was out on a federal level. I had somebody call into my program this week, and his girlfriend got pulled over in Los Angeles County. And she asked why she was pulled over, and literally the cop told her, we pulled you over because of your Ron Paul bumper sticker. So that tells me that MIAC report has a large reach You know, they weren't kidding when they said they were going to put it federally in public and private sectors across the country. It obviously went through that way. And for somebody to be pulled over for a bumper sticker for a third-party political candidate, and not really even a third-party political candidate, a Republican political candidate that the establishment doesn't like, is just beyond Orwellian to me.
It's mind control. It's total control. And that's why so many people are leaving the country. I don't know that they're going to be any better off anyplace else, but they think
they
are.
That was what I was going to say. Where do people think they're going to run from this? This G20 was a global summit. They literally talked about having sanctions against countries that don't go along with it. I mean, they're talking about, for instance, let's see. We reaffirm the commitment made in Washington to refrain from raising new barriers of investment or to trade of goods and services or imposing new export restrictions or implementing the World Trade Organization's inconsistent measures to stimulate exports with each other. So in other words, they're creating a system where there are no barriers of trade, where there are no tariffs. It will be a truly global economy for those who work with them, but we won't be able to produce anything. We'll have to take what we can get. And when they talk about sustainability, that means less and less and less. I mean, how do you feel when you hear the right-hand man of Gordon Brown saying that the UK's population has to dip from 70 million people to 30 million? I mean, how does that even work? How is that going to happen in the next 20 years if they don't plan on killing a bunch of us, Bob?
That's right. Or they're going to put in breeding controls like the Chinese have for so long. And then it'll be selective breeding. And everybody will be DNA'd, and they'll say, okay, that couple over there who we told to get married, they can breed, and everything works out all right. The boys that come through will be engineers, and the girls that come through will be doctors or something like that. I mean, this is how unbelievable this is, but this was all this information was available to us in the 1960s. And, you know, we were screaming at the top of our lungs. Nobody wanted to hear it. It's here. It's now.
It is here. And no, it is now. And people like Alex Jones have been screaming this at the top of their lungs for over a decade. I guess we got that 30 seconds of vindication from Lord Hannity, but that's not what we want. What we want is people to step up and say no. What we want is people to join an organization like Campaign for Liberty and become a city council member, become the mayor of their town, become a congressman, challenge these positions. We can have a government for and by the people if we act now, if we decide now that we want to be proactive, if we decide that this G20 communique is not for us, it doesn't benefit us. If we decide that the Give Act was a bad idea, if we expose what's in the Give Act, we already exposed a bunch of what was in the Give Act, Bob, and it seems like they pulled a lot of that legislation out and had to redistribute it in other legislation like 1444. But it got taken out of 1388. Case in point, 1710 was the Electronic Citizen Verification ID Act. And they were going to use the Department of Education and this new corporation, the National Service Corporation, that they created in the bill to implement this. So in other words, it was going to be a Real ID Act for everybody in this country, even children. Well, last I checked, and I checked it last night, the final version of that bill didn't have 1710 in it. Did they sneak it in somewhere else? They may have, but we caused enough of an uproar that it didn't make it there. We can make a difference, Bob.
Your influence counts. You got to use it. And if you don't, you're going to die by attrition. I mean, these people are serious. I mean, what do you think at my late age? I'm doing 20 programs a week. You know, all the other people who are 73 are either dead or they're in a rocking chair watching television all day. And I understand what's going on, and I spend my time at it. But that's why. I mean, I'm trying to help people. And Alex is doing the same thing, and so are you. You people got to respond. You've got to do something to help yourselves.
That's right. And that's why, you know, one of the things that we're going to be doing this July 4th is Info Warrior Independence Day. And no matter whether you're a member of We Are Change or TruthAction.org or Lone Lantern or none of the above, if you're just an independent thinking human being, we're encouraging people to go out to these fireworks, to these picnics, to these community events, hand out DVDs, hand out paperwork, hand out information, and make a presence known, say, hey, we're trying to take this country back. This is what's really going on. I know you're enjoying your burger and your hot dog, and there's going to be a show later, but we may not have this next year. And what is Independence Day if we can't keep what's left of our eviscerated Bill of Rights and Constitution? I mean, what is left in this country if we can't go out to other human beings and say, hey, this is what's important?
Well, you know, one of the things I came across in the last several weeks is more and more people in the military are learning what's going on. And I got three questions yesterday on one of the programs that caters to military, both active as well as retired. And they're saying, gee, I really don't want to reenlist. You know, I like the Army or the Marines or whatever, but I'd like to come out into civilian life, but there's no jobs. You know, what am I to do? I don't have any choice. I got to reenlist and probably get shipped over to Afghanistan, which I really don't want to do because I don't believe in it because I know what they're up to. I mean, just think if you were in that kind of position.
Well, a lot more people are going to be in those positions. I mean, a lot more people are about to be in those positions because this economy is going to drop even further. People are going to lose their pensions. They're going to lose their jobs. And instead of going into the traditional military, this GIVE Act tells people in Section 1801 and others that they can do full-time, quote-unquote, volunteer service. But if it's full-time, they're going to get a paycheck. Obviously, this corporation and these foundations that they're setting up are going to have to employ somebody. Yeah, they're going to employ the masses they're about to lay off in the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. I mean, it's happening, folks. The New World Order is here, and they're announcing it on the world stage at the G20. We'll be back with the final segment with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, and we'll be live at prisonplanet.tv shortly.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And before we go back to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, I want to thank some of our sponsors. eFoods Direct, the phone number is 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They all also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and current economic downturn, I mean, just look at the economy, folks. It is imperative that you make sure that your family has non-GMO foods and they are prepared. It's 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. In closing, Bob, I mean, what advice do you have for the people out there? Obviously, you know, get into hard currencies, get gold and silver. They can do that through Midas Resources and, you know, others. They can get your newsletter. But what else out there, what else should we be doing as soon as you get off the line? I mean, what can people do today?
Well, I think once they cover those bases, I think what they have to do is get the word out, and they can use the DVDs and any of the other information that you have available, and just keep on passing it out. Be the most aggressive pamphleteer and giver of DVDs in the country. And people will respond because they're slipping deeper and deeper into a mode where they're going to be very responsive because they're losing their jobs, can't buy a new car, they may be losing their home or already have done so. And, I mean, you saw the outpouring of people, hundreds of thousands of people in England, protesting about the banks and the situation there, a populist uprising. And we need that in America. We need it all over the country. And we need to, at the very, very local levels, elect people who understand what the problem is.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, the reason that Martin Luther King Jr. was so successful is that he got out in the streets and went to the people. And we haven't really been able to do that as a movement. And we constantly get co-opted. But it doesn't take, you know, 20 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people to make a difference. You know, you and your girlfriend can go out there. You and your best buddy can go out there. Two people, one person, a huge sign. I know people that make, you know, take a sheet and spray paint a website over on it and go over an overpass, and they reach thousands of people every 10 minutes on a busy highway. I mean, there are a million ways to do this. You know, you can sit in your mall parking lot and talk to people. You can go to your local church and talk to people. I mean, the ways to do this are endless as soon as you have the willpower to do so, as soon as you have identified the enemy. And the enemy are these globalists that are literally colluding now out in the open to take away our sovereignty and to bring in global governance, Bob.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And this particular meeting was a launching of two things, toward world government and also telling America it's time for them to take an equal back seat. They're not going to be the leader anymore.
That is exactly what they've done. They've said, you know, the age of American dominance is over. It's Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Give out the number, Bob.
And that number, again, is toll-free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.